Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Today's journey is an invitation into the great unknown, an invitation, an opportunity to dive into the vast mystery of it all. To prepare for the practice, come to lie down on your back if that's appropriate for you today, finding a comfortable, warm, cozy, quiet, and soothing environment. It is always helpful to take all of the time to really set yourself up for success. To really set up your body, your nest, for optimal comfort, safety, and ease. Maybe a couple of light pillows under the backs of the knees, a thin supportive pillow under the head, or a rolled blanket or towel under your neck. A covering for the eyes, a blanket or two over top. All of these supports start to send the body a message, a clear, direct message of support, safety, steadiness, and deep relaxation. All to lull you and bring you into the lost art of surrender. To shed any binding, tense energy in order to open into a new landscape, a new inner terrain. So make any and all adjustments to your posture, your pose, your position, your props. Take your time. Tend to you, all aspects, all layers of you, so that you can melt here into stillness, into safety, into ease for the duration of this practice. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold when you get to the top. Really notice what's going on in this inner terrain. And through the mouth, could you exhale and release any grip, tightness, or heavy? One more time, big breath in through the nose. Fill up, expand out, take up space. Holding at the top. Feel the energy working for you, picking up, cleaning up anything you need to release. To clear out, doing so, open the mouth, release, let go. Empty out. If you have not already, softly, gently close the eyes or release any squint or effort here so that you may journey more fully within. Last one, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Hold. Hold. And with a sigh out through the mouth, exhale. Feel the shift internally. You can take as many of those breaths as you like, eventually returning to your natural breath. Make sure the spine feels long. The head is heavy, arms and legs too, especially backs of hands, elbows, the heels. flop open to the sides, the right and the left from that center line. Tucked chin, scooped pelvis, shoulders down. Shoulder blades tucked in and down. Back of ribs heavy side and front ribs floating and spacious. Unclenched jaw, defurrowed brow, face soft, chest open, belly relaxed. Glutes unclenched, the pelvis free and liberated, spacious and open. Body feels symmetrical, supported, soft, and at ease. Natural breath has returned. Yoga Nidra is a sacred and ancient, beautiful practice of profound self-observation. The practice creates a space in which we can remember and reclaim who and what we truly are. The physical body is drawn into a deep state of relaxation, while the conscious mind stays awake, aware and attentive to my voice, my guide, the guidance being given. This sacred, beautiful practice allows us to temporarily shift from the conscious to the subconscious, the deeper realms of the mind. These deeper places are where deep alchemy, shift, healing, and transformation takes place. So take this moment, dear one, to pledge to yourself that you will do your best to remain awake, even if body sleeps, awake and aware for the duration of this practice. It's time to remember and reclaim who and what you truly are. The practice, this journey, begins now. Bring your awareness to the connection of your body with the earth beneath you. Sense all the points of contact the back body has with the ground beneath you. Back of skull and shoulder blades, spine, pelvis, glutes, legs and heels. Release the weight of your body earthwards. Soften the sheath, the layer of your skin. Now become aware of the placement of your body in the space you are lying within. Sense your outline and the space above you, space below you, out to the right and out to the left. Then glide your attention deep inside, sensing the breath naturally filling and emptying the inner body. Each exhale calling you, inviting you to relax deeper and deeper, every exhale, inviting you to let go even more and even more still. Now from here, right now, listen deep within yourself and invite, ask for, call for a rising up of what is referred to in this practice as Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a deep inner longing, a vow towards your highest truth that you most sincerely yearn for at the soul level. Something that has always been there, but has not necessarily had the chance to manifest fully. Something you want to reclaim and remember. Stating your Sankalpa in the present tense in positive language, starting with I or I am, followed then by whatever your deepest wish is. I am at peace. I am worthy. I remember who I am. I reclaim all parts of me. I deeply belong. I matter. I matter most. Tune within, look within, go inside, and let your Sankalpa reveal itself to you. When you're ready, stating it 3 times silently, intentionally, in the garden of your mind. We will now move through our rotation of consciousness through the physical body. When each body part is named, simply place your awareness there and sense what you can feel at this point. We will move through 61 points in the body known as Shavyatra, or pilgrimage of the inner body, with reverence, intention, and a curious awareness. Glide your awareness, your attention, to the point between the 2 eyebrows. Eyebrow center, pause, sense, and observe. What do you feel here at eyebrow center? Now float your awareness down into the center of the throat, the right shoulder joint, right elbow joint, right wrist joint. Each point named, bring your awareness there. Feel, sense, observe the tip of the right thumb, tip of the right index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of ring finger, and tip of right baby finger, the center of the right wrist, the center of right elbow, center of the right shoulder. Float your awareness back into the center of the throat, over and in to the left shoulder joint, left elbow joint, left wrist joint. Observe, feel, sense the tip of the left thumb. tip of left index finger, tip of the middle finger, tip of left ring finger, and tip of baby finger. Feel the center of the left wrist, center of left elbow, center of the left shoulder. Flow the awareness back into the center of the throat and glide your awareness down into the center of the chest, the right side chest, back to center, to the left side of the chest, heart center, behind the breastbone, the solar plexus just in line with the diaphragm, navel center, 2 inches below the belly button. Awareness flows into the right hip joint, the right knee joint, ankle joint, the right big toe, tip of second toe, tip of third, fourth, and right little toe, the center of the right ankle, center of the right knee, center of the right hip, the navel center, 2 inches below the belly button. Awareness flows into the left hip joint, the left knee joint, left ankle joint, left big toe, tip of the second toe, tip of third toe, fourth toe, and left little toe. The center of the left ankle, center of left knee, center of left hip, navel center, 2 inches below the belly button, the solar plexus, heart center, center of the throat, and then all the way back up to the eyebrow center, the point in between the two brows. Now feel all 61 sacred points in the body lit up with the light of awareness. Feel the whole body. Whole body. The whole body felt now. And root your awareness onto your natural breath, sensing the soft, effortless ebb and flow of the breath across the inner shores of the body. Resist any urge to change or control the breath. Simply watch in wonder at the majesty of the breath. Breath, breathing, you. You being breathed. The inhalation expansive and opening. The exhalation cleansing and releasing. Continue to observe the natural, spontaneous breath. And as as you inhale, begin to visualize a pristine white light pouring down into through the crown of the head, down into the root of the pelvis. And as you exhale, this pristine, shimmering, brilliant white light rises back up from the root to the crown. Continue to follow this breath and this light for a few rounds of breath. Natural inhale, white light pours down through crown to the root of the pelvis. The natural exhale, white light rises back up, root through crown. Be with the breath. Be with the light. Now, can you sense and feel into the current of energy beneath the breath? The current of energy that's driving the breath. This vital life force energy that flows both within and beyond the physical body. It's almost like a soft hum, a pulsation that surrounds and drives, animates the entire physical and energetic body. Whole body breathing. Whole body vibrantly alive, pulsating, humming with a radiant presence. And from here, anchor your awareness back to that point between the two brows. Anchor awareness to eyebrow center. And then fall ever so slightly back and in to the midbrain. This place known as Chidikash will be our home base to return to as we play with pairs of opposites. Landed here at Chidikash, midbrain, a place of limitless possibility and potentiality. With each sensation or emotion named, awaken as fully as you can to it in the present moment while remaining as relaxed as possible. First, awaken the experience, the sensation of disappointment. What does disappointment feel like when you feel let down, dejected, hurt? If any old memories or stories arise, along with the sensation of disappointment, let the story itself go. Simply allow yourself to hold this feeling experience of disappointment. Where does it live? How does disappointment feel? Remaining deeply relaxed. Now let that go fully. And now call forth the sensation of contentment. What does contentment feel like? To feel truly content from the inside out. Satisfied, not needing a thing, not wanting anything. Total contentment and ease. Where does it live? Could you let it fill up your whole being? Now release that fully too. Return your awareness back to home base, brow center, and back. Now bring forth, call in a feeling of being jaded. What does it feel like for you to be jaded? To feel like you've seen it all before, this weary sense of familiarity or foreboding? Allow the quality of feeling jaded to fill you. Explore these feelings now. And now surrender that fully, let it go. What is it like to be surprised? To be taken aback? How does the feeling of surprise manifest in your body? Notice any thought, form, sensations, images, memories that rise up alongside this feeling of surprise in your body. Now let that go. Root the awareness back behind eyebrow center. This place of infinite possibility, neutralizing here. Now, awaken the feeling of apathy. What does it feel like to be apathetic, flat, underwhelmed, undermotivated, detached, uninterested, unmoved? Let apathy fill you as you notice where and how it manifests into your body and your being. Now let apathy fall and dissolve away. And bring forth, call forth, cultivate the feeling of awe. To be awestruck, stopped in your tracks by the unexpected wonder and magic of it all. How does awe feel? How does it play out? Where does awe settle and vibrate within you? Letting the state of wonder and awe permeate and fill every cell of your being. Be awestruck. And then surrender that fully. Guide the awareness back to the point between the brows and slightly into the midbrain. Chidikash. this place of neutrality and unity beyond any difference or division or separateness. This place of unity. We'll now move back deeper down and into the field of our inner visioning. Rapid images will be named in quick succession, simply from and on the blank canvas of the mind. Create these images from nothing, as fully and as spontaneously as you can. Flickering candle flame. The Grand Canyon. Poison ivy. Meditation cushion. Dandelion. Humankind landing on the moon. The face in the moon. The thick roots of a banyan tree. A soul leaving its physical form. The rushing sound of a huge waterfall. A deep tissue massage. A canoe. Children playing at the park. A large shooting star. A thousand-petaled lotus flower. The trunk of an elephant spraying water. The vast open desert at nighttime. A tumbleweed rolling in the wind. A magical crystal in the palm of your left hand. The Milky Way. Your laugh. Now envision, sense, feel, or imagine yourself floating in outer space. High, high up in the sky, in the cosmos, the outer stratosphere of the Earth. As you float, sense the piercing, vast darkness all around you, floating, surrounded by stars. You look around to orient yourself, and as you look down, you can see planet Earth beneath you. It stops you in its tracks. It takes you by surprise, seeing this planet from above that has housed you for so long, now seeing it from up high. The Earth spinning below you in all of its glory, the green of the land, the vast blue of the great oceans, its beauty and preciousness floors you. Transfixed in this sacred rapture of this vast, great unknown. Wonderment and pure awe are here. Resting here in pure awe, wonderment, and presence. Gazing at this sacred earth beneath you, completely awestruck and grateful. And from this wide open space, from this new perspective, what is it that your soul would like you to reclaim can remember. What divine truth do you need to come back to in this moment? Maybe there's a situation that lacks clarity. Something, someone that is confusing you, hurting you, weighing you down, keeping you stuck, small or stagnant. What does the universe want you to know? From this new, beautiful perspective, what perspective is meant to be gained? And now your Sankalpa organically arises, this ancient code of becoming. Once again, state it three more times, silently, fiercely, within the fertile realm of the subconscious mind. State your Sankalpa with love, commitment, and an openness to it already being so. Slowly, sweetly, feel yourself float yourself back down to Mother Earth. Maybe you hover over your country, your state or province, your city, community, street. See the roof of your dwelling. Go through to the ceiling of the room that you're in. And land down to the earth, fully back, laid back into your physical body now, in this precious moment. Feel the density of your bones rooted into the earth, the touch of the air on your skin, the feel and sound of your breath, returning to the here and now. The breath filling and emptying the lungs. Begin to gently deepen the breath. Only if you feel called, you could bring some light and gentle movements into your fingers and your toes. Then perhaps the wrists and the ankle. Maybe you hug your knees up and into your chest, your belly. Give yourself a squeeze, a rock, and a roll. Remaining on back, stretching. Maybe rolling onto one side or flipping to belly. Or gradually rising to a seat. Pausing here, then notice the quality of your mind, the state of your body and your breath. Notice how you feel at this closing stage of our practice, keeping eyes closed, keeping awareness inward. Breathe into your heart space. Notice and nourish your precious heart. Reclaim the full range of who you are here. Remember who you are at your core. Rest here. As above, so below. All is one, and all is well. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you, the biggest blessings your way. Our practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, precious friend.